This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Rosa Alcalá, author of My Other Tongue, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of September. I hope you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets. A poem called Margot by Fanny Howell. Margot. Can she be planted where the corner of the garden's rocks are down? I would like bleeding heart or fuchsia to redden the banks in their brief seasons. Rain, rain, Irish rain. Diamonds on the stamens when the sun goes blind. And sweet pea, pale pink, pale blue perfume. Please, if you can, make sure there's an ash tree, young and tight and green, and bring back the smell of turf for the burning of her, of me. This poem was written for a very original and brilliant person who died recently and was named Margot Lockwood. She lived most of her life in Brookline, Mass, and wrote her poems all over letters and spare papers, but managed to remain underknown. Prest Wafer published her most recent and widely praised collection. This poem here, named after her, and addressed in part to her, was a way of speaking about death and distance and our strange connection. We both, unknown to each, lived in the same house many years ago on the Irish Sea. We only found out by chance, but this was the fact that bound us. A coincidence, really. Otherwise experienced as an epiphany. We both loved Ireland, its literature, music, and people, and shared each of them. The poem touches on the pieces of the natural world, its colors, its perfumes, its sounds, and finally its burning when all is said and done. It's a poem of hope for what is not seen.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.